Would you turn with me to the book of Isaiah, chapter 58? I have one verse that is the subject, the theme of this message this morning. Isaiah 58 and 12. And it says, "And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in." And I want to stop right there. In one of the other translations, it says, repairer of broken walls, restorer of paths to dwell in. I take this as a charge to the church in a spiritual sense. Some have, scholars have, you know, talked about where Israel lay in ruins and repairing the buildings and that, but I want to take this in a spiritual sense that God is going to restore and build his church. And it is a charge to the church this morning. There are many, several charges that God gives in his word. We read in the Great Commission what the word of God says. He says, Jesus said, "All power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world," or the end of the age. In John's gospel, Jesus explained the parable of the vine and the branches. And he says the charge to the church is to be fruitful, to be fruitful. In Ephesians, we read in the sixth chapter, I'm not going to turn to it, by putting on the whole armor of God, it's to be engaged in the spiritual conflict. We can't just sit by the side. We can't be passive, but we've got to be active in the scripture, active in the word of God, active in our actions toward the Lord. Praise God. He says in Galatians, redeeming the time because the days are evil. And so much, so what we see in Ephesians, he also writes to maintain, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We need the Spirit of unity. We need unity in the church so the Spirit of God cannot be hindered. The Spirit of God can move freely. Without that unity, the Spirit is hindered. He's quenched. He's restricted. And we say, Lord, this is one of the charges of the church. Endeavoring to keep, as an effort to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. The enemy tries to bring divisions. The enemy tries to bring separation. But oh God, unite us. Unite us in these things. We see these charges to the church. But I want to dwell on this one in Isaiah. I want to dwell on that. In Paul's letter to young man Timothy, he says, and we've quoted this scripture many times, but I'm reading it in a different version. It's a little more clear and a little more of today's language. He says, "Remember this, there are some terrible times coming in the last days. People will love only themselves and money. They will be proud and boast about themselves. They will abuse others with insults. They will not obey their parents. They will be ungrateful and against all that is pleasing to God. They will have no love for others and will refuse to forgive anyone. They will talk about others to hurt them and will have no self-control. They will be cruel and hate what is good. People will turn against their friends. They will do foolish things without thinking and will be so proud of themselves. Instead of loving God, they will love pleasures. They will go on pretending to be devoted to God, but they will refuse to let that devotion change the way they live. Stay away from these people. Paul's letter, as if he could see into the future. We know he couldn't, but the Holy Spirit could. And we see these things coming to pass today in our midst. But here in this charge, in Isaiah, this charge to the church that I feel so strongly on my heart, they that shall be of thee, the true believer, the true worshipers, not just members of the EFGA, but members of the body of Jesus Christ. They that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations. And thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, repairer of broken walls, restorer of paths to dwell in. This is the way to walk. Be holy, for I am holy. And this building up, raise up the foundation of many generations is heavy on my heart this morning because it talks about the children, the future church. It talks about what is to come. And what do we see in the Word of God? We see a pattern that has developed, a pattern that is so clear. In the Old Testament, when Israel was in bondage in Egypt, the Egyptians became concerned because the people were growing, then the numbers were growing, and they were becoming strong, and Egyptians were afraid. And what did they do? Pharaoh decreed, throw all the young men into the river. Let the young women, let the baby, the females live, but all the males would be killed. We know the story of Moses and how God spared him. God used him for his glory to bring the people out. In the Old Testament, there's one of the deities that the unbelievers, the heathens, worshipped was this god of Molech. He was a Canaanitish and Phoenician deity. And he was made of brass, had the face of an ox, with arms outstretched. And in this idol, they built a fire. And they stoked it very hot. And in his arms outstretched, they practiced child sacrifice. And they would put the babies on these arms of this deity with the fire burning inside. And they would beat the drums so loud they could not hear the screams of the babies. How barbaric. How barbaric. How could it even possibly be? We dare wouldn't do that today. Oh no. Or would we? We do it in a very sterile atmosphere. We do it in a hospital. We call it abortion. Child sacrifice. Who does the enemy come after? The children. Because they are the future. He's not going to get us. Oh, he might if we're not careful. But he's coming after the children. In Jesus' time, the wise men, Pharaoh said, where are you going? He said, well, we're going to visit, following the star, worshiping the king. Well, when you find him, let him come back and tell me, I want to worship him too. A lie. And it says the wise men were warned in a dream, don't go back. Don't go back. And when they departed from seeing the baby, it says, and they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise and take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt. Be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. That is emblematic of the enemy. He will seek the young children to destroy them. Their minds. going after them. Pull them away. Distractions, attractions, all the activities, all the teachings, all the corruption, it's all there to go after the children. How many young people have we lost over the years? Too many. Too many. It's time to draw a line in the sand and say no more. We're going to build the foundations of many generations. Mothers and fathers, what's our responsibility here? Be the example. Let Jesus be the Lord of your home. Let Christ be the center of it all. Let Christ be your guide. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Our kids need to follow, not to indoctrinate them. That's not it. They got to find Christ on their own. We can tell you about Jesus till the cows come home. We can testify, we can do it. But if you don't search for him on yourself, if you don't find him on your own, we were, many of us, born in the church. That didn't make us saved. We had to come to that realization ourselves. We had to find Jesus Christ. The revelation of the gospel message had to come to us. Moms and dads, you can't save your children. Children, if you think, well, my dad is this and my dad is that and my mom is this, that's not going to save you. Thank God for that, but that's not going to save you. You got to come to Christ. It's an individual salvation. Mothers and fathers, we, grandparents, we, church, we have to do the thing that God called us to do, to be the example and the testimonies. Do they see the glory? Do they see the thankfulness that we have in our hearts? Do they see the humility? Do they see the service to Jesus Christ? Do they see a testimony? God called us to be a witness. And the witnessing, the most important witnessing we have to do is right in our own homes. Amen. Right there in our own homes. Praise God. Do we pray before we eat? Do we pray for our children? When they're sick? When they're going through things? Sometimes they can be rebellious. And we found, Kath has said, when Matt was going through a rough time in his life, rebellious, and he'll say it himself, rebellious. You know, the more, she said, the more I argued with him, he'd always argue with his mom for some reason. The more I argued with him, the more he'd argue back. But when I began to throw the word of God at him and I began to tell him about Jesus and what it means to please God, it shut him down. It shut him down. Because within him, there was a witness. He knew he couldn't fight against God. As much as rebellious he was, he knew he couldn't fight against God. Mothers and fathers, help us. I'm with you. Help us all to be the example and the testimony. Brother Ron, I can't speak to my children anymore. They don't want to hear it. Then pray. Pray as never before. Pray as never before. Let them see you praying. I'm not talking about for demonstration. Let them see you praying. Let them hear you praying. In the service, at home, wherever, let them hear you praying. Oh, Father, Bless my family. Help us, oh God. Help us together. Praise the Lord. Raise up the foundation of many generations. Do you feel, mothers and fathers, grandmothers, grandfathers, do you feel the fire of the Holy Spirit? Have you had a manifestation of His power? Have you had that? We're growing up, I think it's 15 years old, is before we had our revival in 61. And a good friend of mine who's, when we were kids, we were playing ball at Sublette Park down on the hill. We could ride our bikes there and play ball. And one day we were sitting there on the bench, and I've said this before, but I'm going to say it again because this is how the Holy Spirit was touching us. The Vietnam War was going on, and we were in high school, and we were thinking, you know, this war is going to continue on. We could be drafted. They were talking about the draft. In fact, I forgot what my number, they had a lottery system, what my number was when I graduated from high school. And I looked at Gene, and he looked at me, and we said, you know, if we get drafted and have to go in the service, if something should happen to us, we're not baptized with the Holy Ghost. What a conversation for two 15-year-old kids to have. We're not baptized with the Holy Ghost. Well, this church preaches too much about the Holy Ghost. I don't think so. We need the power of God in our lives. We need the ability to walk and live the life, and that only comes through the power of the Holy Ghost. You can't do it through positive thinking. You can't do it with just a weak revelation of Jesus Christ. You got to have the power within you. I love when Jesus said, and you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You shall receive power. Oh, praise the Lord. What we need today is we need that power. Amen. Well, I think I'm doing okay. I don't have it. I got a good mind. By what standard are you doing okay? By God's standard? By God's standard? Who's our example? Jesus. Who is the one we look to? Jesus. Now, He is the perfect one. True, I understand that. But God said, I'll send you another comforter. One called alongside to help. Praise God. He is the helper. We're going to come to times in our lives. Well, I haven't come across it yet. Well, you will. Give it time. You think the enemy is sleeping? You think the enemy is leaving you alone? You think everything's cool? You don't think he's going to bother you? What do you see happening in the society around us? The enemy has a plan that he is executing perfectly. Amen. He's invading every facet of the social life. You think these cell phones are an accident? Well, it's technology. They're good and they're bad. You go into a restaurant and you see every couple sitting there going... We do it ourselves sometimes. But it brings you things that you never had access to before. It takes your mind off the things of God. Oh, Brother Ron, that's old-fashioned talk. That's the old. God's always new. Lord, help us. Help us this morning. We all, God is calling us, church, build the foundations of many generations. If your children aren't baptized, if you aren't baptized, you should be praying every day, every night, Lord, fulfill your promise in me. Give me the power I need to live the life and walk the walk. Help me, Lord, to be an example and a testimony every day. Take away all the things, the attractions and distractions. God's not against progress. God's not against our material benefits. That's not the point. But when it takes priority number one, that's a problem. Amen. Too busy to go to church. No interest. No desire. I'm mad at so-and-so. I'm not going to go to church. Oh, that's it. You're punishing the Lord. Come on. What does God want for you? He wants the best. He wants to bless you abundantly. He wants to make your life so beautiful. Praise God. And the only way that can happen is when you let him have control. Amen. Help us, Lord, to surrender. Oh, praise God. Mothers and fathers, you have a tremendous responsibility. A tremendous responsibility. And I agonize with you. If your children are not sitting here this morning in the service, I agonize with you. I don't criticize you, not one little bit. I agonize with you because I know the power that the enemy has. I know the attractions and distractions. I know the mindset. And it's only by the grace of God we're here, and the power of the Holy Ghost and the love of God, praise the Lord, that he keeps us, preserves us. And Brother Ron, most of my family's not here. Most of my family's out. What? I don't know what to do. Oh, there's an answer. It is an answer. It's get on our knees before the Lord and say, oh, Father, please, please plead before the throne of grace. Praise God. Lord, help me. Lord, let me have opportunities to witness to my family. Lord, would you change their hearts? Would you touch their minds? Would you give them, Lord, a desire to serve you? Praise God. Would you give them, Lord, a desire to draw closer to you? Would you let them understand the times in which we live? Everything I see, and sometimes I just got to stop. Everything I see, the things that are happening in this society, we're heading cataclysmically for the end time. When the church is going to be raptured out of here, things are all falling in place. And God's saying, church, get ready. Get ready. Don't give up. Remember the valley of dry bones. No way these bones can live. No way my family can come back to God. No way they'll change their heart. No way. And God said, prophesy over the bones. Speak the word of God over the bones. Speak the word of God over the bones. And lo and behold, a rattling and a shaking, and bone came to bone. And sinews and flesh came upon the skeletons. And God said, prophesy to the wind, a type of the Holy Spirit. Prophesy to the wind. Hallelujah. And the wind came in, and it was a great army, and they lived. Oh, praise God. Can God do that in these days? Is it possible? Is it possible? Oh my God. Joel said, in the last days, I'll pour out my spirit on all flesh. And you're, listen to this, your young men shall dream dreams, and your young women shall prophesy. What do you think the enemy's trying to do? He's trying to stop that. He's trying to stop it. We cut off this younger generation, the church dies. We're not immortal, not yet. Lord, resurrect the dry bones. Bring our children back. Oh, praise the Lord. Just 1 minute. I want you to hear this. In Jeremiah 31, thus saith the Lord, refrain thy voice from weeping, thine eyes from tears, for thy work shall be rewarded, saith the Lord, and they shall come again from the land of the enemy. And there is hope in thine end, saith the Lord, that thy children shall come again into their own border. Oh, praise the Lord. Calling the church, raise up the foundation of many generations. You want to be right with God. Not just to make heaven our home, yes, but want to be right with God, because living the life close to God is the only way to live. The other is disappointment and frustration. There's enough trouble in this world, even trying to serve the Lord. The enemy is on our case all the time. The enemy is always fighting. The enemy's not sleeping. He may leave you alone for a season, but look out. He's plotting. He's putting traps in the future. He's going after your children. Well, my kids are just babies. They're going to be fine. We keep them close to our vest, and they're going to be good. Yeah, that's right. And who gets them for 8 hours a day? The schools. I'm not saying the schools are evil. That's not the point. But you lose control. The only thing that is going to protect our children is the power of God. Son, daughter, you need the Holy Ghost. You need the baptism of the Holy Ghost. There's no question in my mind. If somebody doesn't like that preaching, I'm sorry. I'm not going to apologize for it. You need the Holy Ghost. An honest reading of the New Testament, you can't come away without saying the Holy Ghost is a necessity. Well, I'm not going to be a preacher. I'm not going to be. Who knows what you're going to be? Who knows what God's called you to be? Who knows how God wants to use you? It may be one testimony. It may be several. You may be a deacon. You may be an evangelist. Who knows what God's going to do? Brother Steve had a beautiful message. He I know the plans I have for you Wednesday night. Did you hear that? Yes. I know the plans I have for you. Problem is, we don't know them. And we got to ask the Lord, Lord, show me your plan. Yes. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Oh, Lord, help us. Encouragement to us this morning. This is what God has charged us with. And this is what is going to happen. This is what God says. And they that shall be of thee, the true church, not the FGA, not the Assembly of God, not the Baptist, the true church, shall build the old waste places, shall raise up the foundations of many generations, and shall be called a repair of the breach, repair of broken walls, where the enemy has come in and stolen. The enemy has robbed us. The restorer of paths to dwell in. Isaiah says there's a highway, and the fool shall not enter therein. There is a path for every one of us this morning. God's got your path all sorted out. And I say, Lord, help us to draw near to you and find that path, that we may bring glory and honor to your name, and we may live with you forever. May the Lord encourage us all this morning. Brother, would you come forward? I'm going to stop right here. May the Lord encourage the church, corporately and individually. May his name be praised.